That was The Buggles with Video Killed the Radio Star. Robert Band, you are a radio star.
That's good. We should play that, and then we should play Radio Gaga off the back of it and have a massive kind of like, is it TV
radio
or is it
fest.
Radio? It's a battle of the mediums. And here's a bit. Here's a bit of classic radio. It's our daily monologue. Where it's time for Ed Stocker, who recently returned from his stint in Buenos Aires, to explore how the newly elected Argentinian government has been making some swift and potentially unpopular decisions.
With the jacaranda blossoming, barbecue smoke wafting from patios and temperatures rocketing, spring in Buenos Aires is in full swing. But residents in Argentina's capital seem to be wandering around with the thunderous look of a child whose sweets have been stolen. And the reason for their disquiet is down to one issue, state subsidies. In truth, Argentina's free-flowing cash fiesta has probably gone on for too long. For years, the government has pumped funds into making sure utility bills and public transport costs have remained ridiculously low. All looks about to change. While food prices have shot up, the capital's metro system has, for as long as most people remember, frozen its ticket price at 1 peso 10, around 20 euro cents, thanks to state support. Bill payers, too, have ridden their luck, often receiving minuscule monthly charges, or free altogether if you consume less than the generous assistance the government has been throwing around carefree. But no sooner had Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner secured her landslide re-election in October than the government was announcing its plans to pull out of propping up the Buenos Aires metro. Next on the subsidies hit list were light, water and gas. The first to feel the sting of increased bills would be the industrial and commercial sectors from January, alongside residents from the most exclusive neighbourhoods. Fernandez has played her populist cards to perfection, leaving talk of change out of her re-election campaign and buttering up the populace with cheap prices. Then, in the tradition of the greatest Latin American leader, she waits about 10 days after her victory to announce massive structural changes. To be fair, the move is something that badly needed to happen. The government had been spending money like it's been going out of fashion, and it's thought initial cuts will save around 800 million euros. It's also calmed a few overseas nerves, fearful that Argentina would plough on with spending despite slowing growth and hit the self-destruct button in spectacular style, a la 2001. Indeed, for all Fernandez's bold talk, the move shows the sort of European-style austerity that she normally so vehemently criticises. Clearly, Fernandez needs to be careful she doesn't alienate her power base. If she does, Buenos Aires, a city that seems to be brought to a chaotic standstill almost daily, is unlikely to go down without a good, old-fashioned scrap.
And that was Ed Stocker monologising, as a new verb.
That's a very good one.
About Buenos Aires. Today we've taken you from Turkey to Tokyo, and indeed from the Egyptian elections to MTV on The Globalist here on Monocle 24. The show was produced by Katie Bilbao, our researcher was Thea Erdal, and our studio manager was Paul Noble. We're back with a briefing at midday, Midori House at 1800, and the daily at 2200 hours, all of those London times.